You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A former nurse has revealed relentless bullying by senior staff within an Auckland hospital forced her to quit her job. In a recent issue of the New Zealand Nurses Industry magazine, Kai Tiaki, registered nurse Rebecca Kelsey expressed her story. I got in contact with Kelsey, asking her to describe the experiences and behaviours which led to her resignation.
Okay, so I was working as a nurse in a hospital in Auckland, and while I was there, I experienced bullying from a charge nurse. The type of bullying that I kind of experienced was having my clinical judgment undermined, being micromanaged in various ways, being kind of yelled at in front of a lot of my other colleagues, and just made to feel really belittled and incompetent in my job.
How long did this go on for?
This went on for about, I would say, about 9 months. 9-10 months, yeah.
And it caused you to quit your job, right?
Yes. In the beginning, I really wanted to do something about it, and I couldn't really understand why it was happening. And so I tried to work with my managers on the floor to address the issue, and also the issue of bullying wasn't specific to me. I could also see it happening to other people in my workplace. So in the beginning, I decided to bring it out with my manager, and I was also the NZNO delegate for the floor. So I raised the issue in my workplace and told people to come and talk to me if they are experiencing any bullying, and tell me about their experiences to see if we could try and do something about it. Mm. And for months and months, I tried to collect stories from people, document my own stories, and hand them to my manager. And ultimately, nothing really came of the situation. I didn't really get any support, and nothing happened to the person that was bullying me.
So why do you think that happened? No response from managers or anything?
There was a response, and they told me the response would be they would go and talk to this person about their behavior and see if it would change. That's the kind of response I would get, and then I'd still be working there and still be experiencing this behavior. And so I didn't see any change in the person's behavior towards me.
How did this all make you feel in your workplace? Was it an intimidating time to be there?
Yeah, it was. It caused a lot of anxiety for me. I would go to work quite fearful if I would have to work with this person, because when I did work with them, due to the bullying, I was made to feel like really incompetent at my job. And that's a really horrible feeling. And so I was fearful. And then I also think these feelings that I felt because of the bullying had a negative consequence on the way I was able to be as a nurse, you know?
So how did it affect your work as a nurse?
I don't think it impacted on the quality of the care that I gave, but it meant that I was constantly in the state of mind of being fearful of this person.
You witnessed similar behavior happening to other nurses within your hospital.
Yes.
Is this a wider problem?
Yeah, I really do believe so. This issue of bullying is, I believe, a very systemic problem in nursing culture. It's been really interesting. There has been a huge response to the article from nurses all over New Zealand and maybe even internationally, and that is kind of an indication of this is really not specific to me or my hospital or even New Zealand, you know. It's ingrained in the culture of nursing.
And why do you think it is ingrained?
I think there are many things. I think there's the difference between the senior nurses that have been trained in the hospital and then the new generation of nurses coming in who have been university trained. maybe there's people feel intimidated that maybe people are coming into the job with a very a very strong theory background. I think the culture that the more senior nurses came into the hospital with and were trained in was one of in nursing there's this saying that, you know, nurses eat their young, and it has been like that for a long time. I don't know why. There's a thing of like sink or swim, and I think a lot of the people who have been nurses for a long time, they feel that when they started off as nurses, it was really hard for them, and so they feel like it should be really hard for us as well.
So this has been a long-term issue then inside of the health community?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
What do you think should be done to address these issues? It sounds like you mentioned before that it's systemic. What should be done?
Well, one of the reasons why I wrote the article is that I wanted to shine a light on this dark practice, and I wanted to call it out. What people can do is I want to encourage others to speak out. For so long, people have received this kind of treatment, and they're silenced, and they don't speak out, and they just leave their jobs. And so I don't have the answer to this really big problem, but from what I've written in my article and what I know, what you can do is document. So what I was doing was documenting like all the times that I had examples of when I was bullied, or like where and when, at what time, and use the channels that are in place in the hospitals to make these reports. So reporting to managers, reporting on like if you have an NZNO delegate, go to them, and then using the channels through the unions, reaching out to other support that you might have on the floor.
As Kelsey explained, her experience is not an isolated incident. I spoke with Leslie Harry, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation's industrial advisor for the DHB sector, to find out if there is a problem within the New Zealand health sector with regard to bullying culture.
Certainly there's a lot of evidence to show that bullying is a problem right across the health sector, not at any particular DHB more than others. I think it's fair to say that the sector recognises there is a problem. We hear from members often, you know, telling their stories and their experiences. So I think there is a general acceptance of the need to address the problem, and a number of DHBs are looking at programs to try and, you know, address the cultural problems in particular.
Right. And where do you think this culture stems from?
I think there's a range of contributing factors. I think it's fair to say that we have, you know, a lot of problem with violence in our society that may very well manifest itself in the workplace in a whole range of different ways. I think a disempowered workforce often contributes to an inability to openly talk about what is happening to individuals at a workplace. Certainly that is something that our members, nurses and midwives, talk about often, is that when they raise issues of concern, particularly relating to bullying, that management often fail to act appropriately. Obviously, often when there's issues between with bullying, there are counter accusations made towards the person, you know, complaining of bullying. So it is it's a very complex issue. I think it's one that's right across our society, and obviously impacting on the workplace. What we think is really important is that managers, including nurse managers, receive you know, good training in their role, particularly when they transition from a staff nurse into a management role. Often that's not happening. They're not getting the support that they need to deal with staff and to apply, you know, the best techniques and managerial techniques at the worksite. So there's lots of things that can be done, as well as obviously identifying where the problem lies.
Right.
And ensuring, you know, that bullying is just not tolerated in any way.
And what is being done to address these problems? Have there been initiatives put in to DHBs to help combat this?
Yeah, our organisation, as well as other unions, have ongoing discussions with DHB leaderships around, you know, implementing programs in the sector. Ideally, we'd like to see a national program so everyone's doing the same thing and we're able to better monitor what the results are. DHBs do tend to like to do their own thing, and we know that a number of them are looking specifically at programs where they can, for instance, there are staff mentors available for people to talk to and tell their stories. Our role, our organisational role, is largely to ensure that the DHBs are responding adequately to complaints of bullying and have clear policies. Most do. Some are doing better than others, but certainly when we, you know, when we receive complaints, we do, and you know, recommend that people make a complaint through the appropriate channels. And where the employers are not responding adequately, that is something that our organisation can intervene.
So is this a common problem of complaints not being addressed thoroughly enough? Because the ex-nurse that we spoke to had issues surrounding the procedure which was used to put complaints forward, saying that nothing was really done at the end of it?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the actual case. I don't think that our team were actively involved in it, but it's not an unusual concern that people feel as though they haven't been heard, or that the response has been less than adequate. I think it's fair to say that that's commonplace, because obviously you're dealing with more than one person. Potentially, you know, natural justice must prevail in any complaint, and you know, I'm not actually sure what happened in this instance, but obviously when someone feels compelled to leave their job as a result of bullying, then you know, simply not enough was done in that particular case.
That was Leslie Harry, a spokesperson from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. I reached out to the Auckland DHB for comment, but they stated they could not discuss current or past individual employees, instead directing me to the same issue of Kai Tiaki. For a response, DHB Chief Nursing Officer Margaret Dotchin acknowledged the unprofessional behaviour of some of the senior staff, and that necessary changes had not been put in place to adjust this culture. Dotchin says the DHB is committed to improving staff culture and eliminating unacceptable behaviour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.